At the National Biodiesel Conference, I am visiting with some of our student attendees here. I understand that the four of you are co-chairs for the Young Scientist Program. I'm going to let you each introduce yourself. Tell me your name and where you're from to start with.
I'm Katie Heil. I'm from the University of Colorado in Boulder.
I'm Mike Morgan. I'm from Utah State University.
I'm Dan Brown. I'm from Texas A&M University.
I'm James Anderson. I'm from Southern Illinois University in Carbondale.
All right. Now, each of you, I think, has had a chance to talk about projects you're working on here with the professionals, if we want to call them that. Some of them are more maybe than others. But how about if we go back around and have you each just give me a short synopsis of the kind of thing you're working on that's gotten you involved in this group?
I run the Biodiesel Club at CU. I'm the executive director of the group. We do a lot of outreach and also make some biodiesel.
Okay, and how about you, Mike?
I've been working with microbial biodiesel for 5.5 years, and we're also working with safflower biodiesel for power and emissions to be able to understand better how the fuel does react once we know more about the biochemistry.
And the guy with the kind of radio voice over here, Dan.
Well, I really did biodiesel when I was an undergraduate at the University of Portland. I started a biodiesel club, and we were making some small batches of biodiesel from used cooking oil. These days, I'm working on my graduate degree and studying a colonial green microalgae called Botrychoccus bronyi, and that's what I do these days.
Yes, I was hoping that you would. If there was something I couldn't pronounce, you'd be the ones that would say it. So, and James, how about you?
I'm a traditional soybean breeder. I'm actually looking at soybean quality as part of my dissertation. So I'm actually looking at the fatty acid profile and even some of the mutant pathways that you can use to produce higher oleic acid, for instance, in soybeans.
I heard a part of your talk today and thought one of the questions was interesting, hoping that when it's commercialized, it goes to one of those non-big companies. What could he have been talking about?
thanks for the loaded question.
I know, you don't have to answer.
Well, so the thing about that is there's a lot of people who like investing in universities because the seed becomes available for both the research and for individual use. Because you have access to seed that you don't necessarily have to pay either as much for or at all, depending on what you're using it for. So the continuing investment in breeding programs allows you to have more resources that are independent of commercial aims, for instance, and more into academics.
Well, it's quite a range of types of projects here. Last question and a statement of encouragement, perhaps, from you. Why should other young scientists who may be interested in alternative or renewable energy get involved with biodiesel?
I think biodiesel is just coming up to its new frontiers. Like, all these different things are going on right now, and I think in about 10 years it's going to be even better than it's been in the past and just going to keep getting better and better. And we need to use it. We can't depend on all oils, and it's great to have less foreign dependence.
For me, because diesels really are the wave of the future, and biodiesel is the way that we can help make a greener tomorrow and be able to enjoy all the things that we desire to enjoy.
Sustainable technology will replace the petroleum industry, and we're going to need more scientists to help develop these things, and it's going to be a lot of job opportunities and the like in the future, and so I would absolutely, for that reason, encourage more young people to explore these opportunities and go towards the direction of sustainability.
And I'll bet I know what a soybean breeder might say. But
actually, you might be surprised. I'm actually interested in the variety of problems that you get from this, from everyone, from me, from a traditional feedstock breeder to engineering and automotive problems. It's just a whole wide variety of issues that are intriguing from a scientific point to actually solve, and it's just something that I absolutely find fascinating about this field.
Well, we hope to see this program continue to not only go on but grow over time. Thank you to all four of our co-chairs for the Young Scientist Program here. We are visiting at the National Biodiesel Conference. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.